right, to Steve Johnson, you are the force that helped bring this American Veterans Traveling Tribute to Aledo. So we're at closing ceremonies just shortly after 2 o'clock. Just tell us your reaction of what you kind of experienced through all of this from Wednesday night when it arrived to Sunday here at the closing ceremony.
Well, there was a gamut of emotions, that some of them just happy that it showed up and elated that it's here. Of course, then you start worrying, are people going to show up to help set it up? And we were overwhelmed with the support from that. We had 22 on the list, and over 60 at one time was here helping to erect this magnificent tribute. And it's just a tribute to the people of Mercer County. They were excited about it, and they wanted to be a part of it.
Do you have any idea how many people visited this traveling tribute this weekend?
No, I don't, because it was a constant, steady stream from the Rhubarb Fest to here through their golf carts. I mean, they would bring five, and five would go back, and it was just that way. And it was six golf carts doing that. And plus, there was people on their own private golf carts hanging, hauling people back and forth. And so I think the hours that I was here, I couldn't stay. It was just too hot and too overwhelming. But I would say it was constantly at least a couple hundred people every hour that was just here. 200 leave, a couple hundred show up.
All right. I know this probably may be tough for you to answer, but what was your most reflective moment in this?
I don't know if I've processed that yet, because there was so much activity and you think about so many things, and there was a few things that led up to this even coming that I wasn't proud of that I did. And with working with AVTT, and I wish I could. Grace is an amazing thing, and the sacrifice that Tim and Dave gave was overwhelming for me. And, you know, some of us who didn't serve there, we carry around the guilt that we didn't go there. And so we look at it differently than what someone who served there and deals with PTSD. Well, we deal with a different type. That why did they have to go, knowing that we couldn't have saved them or done anything different? But why did they go and we didn't? And I've talked to my brothers in arms down at the VFW about that. And they said, I'd have gladly switched places with you. I mean, there is no animosity or finger pointing or anything such as that. As, well, you're less than I am because you didn't go. But that doesn't necessarily ease the pain that someone who may have went to Germany or any of the other countries and they didn't go to Vietnam. The question still remains, why wasn't I sent?
Well,
but I think I got some closure to that.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's the best way you could answer the question I asked you, which I know wasn't an easy one. All right, so give me one of the conversations that you've had here this weekend. I know you've had thousands, but is there one where you can tell our listening audience what that was?
I'm not going to name his name.
Your secret safe.
But he was Bill Breeden, number two. But he grew up in Mercer County, and he did three tours over there. And he had been to Washington, D.C. a multitude of times, and he could make it within three blocks of the wall and couldn't go any further. And he came here with his brother Thursday night, and he made it to the wall. And he said, you know what? 273 names up there I served with. And he said, this was the first time. And I actually feel some relief. What more can you say? You know, I mean, that's what it was about.
Well, I want to thank you for helping bring this exhibit to Aledo. And I know you thank the countless volunteers that made it happen. But I guess we needed to see this in this town. And I just want to thank you for doing it.
You're welcome. And the greatest compliment anyone could give me personally is maybe a year from now at the next Rhubarb Fest, is the wall coming? Yeah. You know, and I'll say, no. If you want to head it up, start now. So, but I do truly believe that it's probably for the next many years, probably won't come back. This, it's a big undertaking for a county of 15,000 people. But I felt as though those people, those 15 people that were born in that hospital right there, they came home one more time.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
You're welcome.
Joining us on WMJ.